please say yes or no? Because it's really hard.
Yes.
I got a yes from planning manager. Does yes. anybody else understand that? All right. Next page, back a page. The 2016 survey indicates when using the center line that the northern area B, not yet quarried, had material at its maximum of 9.6 feet over into the setback. Now notice I didn't say this was the blasting area. I said this is material because it hadn't been blasted. Okay.
Did you say that?
Not yet quarried. Right there. Not yet quarried.
Blasted, I guess. Okay.
You wanted to say blasted and say not, you want to say not yet blasted or not yet quarried?
I think everybody understands blasted.
Is that what everybody wants?
Either way works for me.
Sure.
Yeah,
either way.
What do you think is?
Quarried is okay with me, but either one's okay.
All right. I'll let Joel make that call when he gets it done because I don't really care. I mean, it's quarried or whatever.
Say both.
All right, we'll put blasted in there and quarried in there. Okay. So the northern area B, not yet quarried, had material at a maximum of 9.6 feet over into the setback. For the southern area A, which was quarried or blasted, the top of the wall at its maximum is 8.39 feet over into the setback. That is the only discrepancy that we really have here, is that small area up there, which Clint tells us they inherited that way.
Well, it's not just that. It's where they measured to. If you look at the high wall in that area that was sloped in. Stantec even makes mention of that in their report. So.
He says top of wall is 8.39 feet into the setback on his survey. And he even says in his write-up that it is in the setback. So
it is important to note, however, that a portion of the safety shelf in the northern portion of Area A has eroded, referred to photo, annotated as Area 1, thus causing the top of the wall measurement to be farther east than the actual vertical quarry wall. And that is exactly from the July 15th, 2016
and,
report that he provided.
And the city attorney says he doesn't care if you measure from the top of the wall or the bottom of the wall or where. You can't extract past 650 feet.
We didn't extract.
Okay. So how do you get a wall if it's not extracted?
If you look at the picture of this photo here that was provided in this report, you can see this area here. You're assuming that that was blasted and extracted out of there.
I don't know if that's Area A or Area B. There's no label. I have no idea what
that is. He has it right here, Area A, Area B, on his photo that he gave you as part of his report. So I don't understand where we're going with this or where we're trying to get to.
We're trying to get this through so we can get a council action sheet to the council. I don't know
to
what
do
you're
what?
All concerned about.
To do what? That's what it, what issue, what are we trying to solve, what are we trying to confirm,
well, we,
what are we trying to address?
Well, if you let me finish reading the document, you'll get what the bottom line is, but I keep getting interrupted. So you know what? No more comments from the floor for now so I can get through this because it's getting late and I'm getting crabby. So, all right. So, for the southern area, the top is 8.3 feet over into the setback. Whether you want to say it's this or that or another thing, all I'm knowing, the survey says that. I'm not saying anybody's bad or anything like that.
Why do we have to include that? What would be the purpose?
Because that's what the survey shows.
2017.
No, the two.
2017.
Why would you not want to include what the survey shows? You guys, if your argument is just to totally make sure that everything's cool, can I get to the last sentence?
Yeah.
the most current
All right.
survey.
You know what?
2017.
I'm about had it with this committee. I think I'm just going to resign. My point is, I'm trying to finish the rest of this.
One is over, one's not over. I would recommend that we use the most current information from our consultant that says they're not over.
In B or A or 16 or 17?
Both surveys labeled A and B as not being over.
All right, here, I'm going to read you something that you don't want to read or acknowledge, okay?
No, I'm saying let's ask Stantec to look at Area A in light
That's fine. When we get to that point, we will.
Well, we before we send this off, we should ask that.
Okay.
The same way they responded to the 2017 meeting, which you say was only area, the one area,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't including Area A. I'm just going to ask them about Area A.
Okay.
Where do they feel that the limits are in terms of Area A?
And it would be really nice if I could get to the last sentence in that paragraph.
We're asking for input, and we're trying to go through it line by line, and you don't want that input now.
Well, you don't want me to put in a factual statement.
No, I don't know if that's factual, given the fact that I'd like to see what they said
right.
about Area
A. I'm going to read this to you. You ready?
Okay. Either way.
The active quarry setback in Area A on both figures 1 and 2. Now, figures 1 and 2, one's a center line and one's a setback. Okay? So just stick with the center line one for now. So the active quarry in Area A. So that's 16 right
okay.
here. This sheet right here. This one. This one right here.
And when you read it to us the first time, you were saying that they were out of compliance, and that's not what they were saying.
You haven't even let me read it yet.
Well, I'm talking about the other day when you were showing it to us.
All right.
2 meetings ago.
Alderman Barber, I would like to finish without being interrupted, because it's obvious you don't want me to read this.
That's
so,
not true.
Well, then...
Then don't ask for input.
No, just sit tight till I read it. Can you sit tight till I read it?
I'll let you read it.
Oh, thank you. As shown on the figures, the toe of the wall is outside the setback. The top of the wall, area where the vertical wall meets the horizontal safety shelf in the southern portion of Area A, is outside or directly on the setback. In the northern portion of Area A, the top of the wall, are you following this? Look at the survey. On the northern side, follow the words and then watch this thing here, okay?
Okay.
On the northern side, right here, the top of the wall on the figures appears to be inside the setback. See right there? Top of wall. This is the setback. The top of wall is inside the setback because the setback starts at this red line. So he's saying the top of a wall is inside the setback. Okay? Where they're not supposed to be?
No, that I'm not sure about.
Well, there's...
That's the only one that I'm not sure until I...
How can you not be sure about that?
Because
here's the 650 foot. Here's the 650 foot. They need to be on this side of the line to be. Because look, in area here, here's the line. See how they're on that side of the line and they're all good in 2017? Here's the same line, but they're on this side of the line this time. Right there. They're on this side of the line.
I'm just saying that's...
You
I'd
can't
like,
see that?
No, it's subject to interpretation, and I know what your interpretation was once before,
okay.
And it was in error.
Only up here, they were still in it, but they said it was loose gravel.
But you said that because the wording of the document was the way they worded it, that's what I asked for the clarity on.
That was 2017.
Right, so I'd like to just get that clarity on 16.
The clarity, okay, you get the clarity on 16, but here's what he says. He says, in the northern portion of Area A, the top of the wall on the figure appears inside the setback. And then he goes on to say, what Clint's trying to say, it's important to note, however, that a portion of the safety shelf in the northern portion there has eroded. And that's what Clint was trying to say. Clint was saying that although they're in here, Clint is saying that he says, they said, it's eroded as annotated in Area 1, thus causing the top of the wall measured to be further east than the actual vertical wall. So the top of the wall and the vertical wall. And if you look at Jesse's memos, he says, I don't care if it's top of the wall, bottom wall, vertical wall. If they're in the setback, they're in the setback. That's what he says. If it's any part of the blasting, they're in the setback. Now, I'm not going to make a stink about this, but it should be accurate. I don't really care that they went over a couple feet. I don't care if they went over 20 feet. The bottom line is, we want to prove to them, to the council, that it's worth hiring another survey. So if Clint says they inherited this area, and even if it's over a little bit, are you going to go after Clint's crew? No. There isn't anybody to go after here. So you don't have anything to be all concerned about.
Except the way you just read that is not included in this action sheet at all.
It is, because you never let me finish the action sheet. Because okay. Then I say, so now can we go back to the action sheet? So I say, using the section line, the setbacks were 7, the section line, so I talk about how if you use the center line, it's one, and then the setback, the section line, it's another. See the attached survey. Then, now this is the really most important thing that I probably should have read first and saved all of this problem. The 2017 survey, both surveys are labeled B. So we have a section line, a survey line. The northern section, which had not been previously quarried, okay, so I'm talking about 2017, it's only Area B. Both center line and survey line for Area B indicate the extraction at its minimum is 4.16 feet clear of the setback. Therefore, one could conclude that Area B surface material over into the setback in 2016 was not a factor in 2017 after a defined wall was blasted. See survey. So I'm basically saying they were able to survey it and get the area, and so when they blasted B, they made a nice defined wall, and all that loose material that's in the setback is not part of the quarry extraction. So B is perfectly fine. A, if there's any area that's over, whether it's erosion, top of wall, bottom wall, whatever is in there, they inherited.
That doesn't say that there.
He just told us that they inherited it.
But
so if you
council,
want it in
the
there.
The council action read doesn't read that way.
Well, if you want it to read that way, now is the time that you know that to insert it. Now that we finally got finished with it.
Then I would insert that there, please.
Okay.
That part that says that in that, what you're saying, that you read, is, so it would be incorporated into that. That it's not their responsibility.
It doesn't say that he said that.
Okay. I'm fine with it as long as it doesn't say that.
I think it's the sentence that starts for the southern area A there, this second line down.
Oh.
It says quarried. That's in dispute. It's where we're going here.
Which one are you talking about?
Be the second line down.
Okay. For the setback in A, its maximum is over the setback. So you want it to follow right after that. Yep, Joe.
For the southern area A, quarry.
Yep.
According to Clint, he says it was erosion was part of it, at least part of it.
Well, it was quarried and erosion both.
Correct.
So
that's what's being said here tonight.
Okay, so if I say for the southern area A, quarried or blasted.
No, quarried or eroded.
That we were going to add plastic.
Oh, that way too, sure.
Up there too, so you might have to say all three.
Right. And then say, all right, so let me see if, I'll make a sentence, and then you guys can agree or disagree. How's that?
Gotcha, yep.
For the southern area A quarried ore blast, the top of the wall at its maximum is 8.39 feet over into the setback. Okay? So, if I go back to this one, I can say, let's see, I'm going to make sure I got the right page now.
Just use this, the whole sentence, it is important to note.
No, that's what I was looking for. It is important to note, however, that a portion of the safety shelf in the northern portion of A has eroded, thus causing the top of the wall measurement to be further east than the actual vertical wall. That's the sentence that you want in there.
I think that would help clarify it, yep.
Okay. So we'll just mark that as important to note and say insert. Okay? Right at the end. All right. So then I say, in 2017, basically they blasted a defined wall, and they're fine.
That's fine.
Pretty much. Okay. So then, now after right after 2017 and right before number 8 is where I want the committee to make their recommendation about the survey that you want to have done. And so when I say, therefore, one can conclude that area B surface material over into the setback in 2016 was not a factor in 2017 after a defined wall was blasted, you could say, therefore, the surveying was an important part of the process or something like that, and say, and we recommend additional survey or something. And I'm about out of words, so I'm going to let one of you create all that wording on how you want your recommendation to council.
Something about the fact that this is maybe 2 years old at least. We feel it is time to do another survey or complete another survey for both the east and the south because of the definition, because the problems seem to be on the south. I don't know if you're going to say that, but the complaints are coming from the south. And we'd like to have honored that with this, with including the survey on the south as well, not just necessarily 51st Street. So in the active areas, we'd like to have a complete survey done by Stantec again, or assuming it's Stantec.
I'm putting
to bring all data up to date. And I'd like to have both the center line as well as the section line used again like they did on the southern line.
Why don't we just get a determination of what to go with? Why don't that be part of the recommendation?
That would be the best thing to do, yes. For all future,
Clint, I would really like your input. Would you like to go with the current center line or the section line? Do you have an opinion on that?
We're open to discussing which one actually is the easier, better one to use, even though, you know, it says center line of existing at the time. We're willing to work with the city on saying what that is going to be forward. So whoever's after us in 10, 20 years and they get up to those extraction limits, it's a hard set line. You know, we're okay with it. You know.
Well, here's my thought on this. Unless you want to change the language in the PDD, because right now it says center line. Maybe just go with center line. Make it easy.
And then I'd like to also include...
If that's what we're doing, looking at everything going forward.
And I'd like that to be based on GPS points rather than a road point. I'd like that to be tracked for future use. If that is the center line that we're going to go with right now, have that be GPS points that are transferable into all
surveyors
the future.
Should be able to put that in language. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's markers on the there's markers on
I can't hear you much.
Yeah, they're U.S. Geological Sector Survey corners. Markers. Okay. They're at the corners of 51st and Rossett Avenue.
Yep.
And
51st and Drexel.
And Drexel.
So it's easy.
As long as we can, as long as that sets it permanently for the future.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so I wasn't able to capture everything, so let's start with what I was able to capture, and then we'll go, Joel probably captured some. So I said, recommendation. Due to the length of time from the last survey and the need for defining the southern area by Drexel where blasting is occurring more often, the Quarry Monitoring Committee recommends a new survey. That's what I have so far.
That's fine. And then
you wanted to add all kinds of other things. I couldn't write.
Yeah, of both 51st and Drexel.
It has to. Is it going to the survey go all the way to Rawson, Kristen? It needs to be.
Okay. You want to say the of? How about if we say instead of both 51st and Drexel? How about if we say of the 51st and Drexel extraction limit setback or something like that? Would that be a little more clear?
If you want, I'm talking, which way are you talking? I think the survey should be from Rawson to Drexel, 51st.
Okay, so you want the length, you want the north and south
correct
setback line and the east and west.
Yeah.
Okay. Survey of both the from north and south 51st Street boundary and the east and west Drexel boundary.
Right.
Did you have anything that you captured in there that you wanted to...
With the idea of establishing a permanent line that can be used for all future reference, whether it be the survey, the points you mentioned, Marge, or new GPS tracking points that would define it.
I'm not sure how to say it. You want to take a shot at restating what he said?
If I was
survey,
my language was just that you're adding to that recommendation, and that a definition or location of the center of the line be set. I have not heard what that definition or location would be. Who's going to decide that? Is my question.
Okay, so you're ending that a location.
A definition or location of center line be set.
You want center line? Okay.
Yeah, I think we're all in consensus that it's center line.
Well, we know what the definition of center line is.
Well, is it going to be from edge of pavement today?
Or when?
And I understand what Alderman Barber is saying is whenever we decide what that is, mm-hmm. if it is from edge of pavement to edge of pavement today, GPS that location. So if the pavement ever shifts, it don't matter. We don't care what it shifts because it matters what it was today.
Okay.
But is that what the consensus of the committee is? Is it edge of pavement, edge of pavement as it sits today?
I'm fine with that. I don't care.
Yeah, there was no reference to center line on Drexel Avenue in the PDDs. It was just 51st Street.
Well, there's a setback of...
right, a setback, but it
from
didn't
some
say,
line.
Yeah.
From Drexel, it doesn't say center line?
No, it's a center line of 51st Street.
He's talking about Drexel. He says
there is no reference to a center line in Drexel Avenue.
Yes, there is a...
Yeah, I thought there is. I thought it's the same language for both.
They're both saying there is.
Well,
I got the PDD. I have the PDD.
I think it's the same language. It's just the footage is different.
It's 800.
It is. The PDD says from the center line of Drexel Avenue,
okay.
850 feet. It's the same wording that we use
right.
from the center line of Rawson Avenue, from the center line of 51st Street.
Okay.
Oh. Excuse me. It does say from current center line of 51st Street.
But nobody defined that.
But nobody knows exactly where that is anymore.
He brought up a good thing. Wait till they put a roundabout in.
Well, it's going to change the center line down there for 500 feet plus or minus. So what? It's not going to be where it is now. You can see that there.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to read the recommendation back. I'm not sure I captured it all, but then after I read it back, make changes if necessary, and then we'll vote on it. The motion would be, the recommendation is due to the length of time from the last survey and need for defining the, I can't read my writing now, the area by Drexel, the southern area by Drexel, where blasting is occurring more often, the Quarry Monitoring Committee recommends a new survey of both the north and south 51st Street boundary and the east and west Drexel boundary, and that a definition and location of the center line be set. Changes